One of the lessons Democrats learned from the 2004 election is to pay more attention to voters who bring their faith with them into the voting booth. A recent poll commissioned by the Democratic Party surveyed voters in several states to try to gauge what influences their voting decisions. We'll hear what the pollster found in just a moment, but of course we invite you to join our discussions here. Does your faith guide what when you vote? If so, which party speaks more to your concerns? And our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, totn@npr.org. And joining us now from the Democratic National Committee headquarters here in Washington, D.C. is Cornell Belcher, founder and president of Brilliant Corners Research and Strategies. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I know you conducted this poll for the DNC just a couple of months ago. What were you trying to find out?
Well, we were looking to see, you know, the truth is that in the last couple of election cycles, I mean, Democrats have been losing ground with religious or voters of faith, and particularly when you look at some of our red states, if you will. Mm-hmm. And in the South, I mean, if Democrats are to, you know, broaden our tent and become the majority party in this country again, we have to look at, you know, how we talk to and how we, you know, make inroads into voters right now in red states, and a large number of those voters happen to be voters of faith.
And where did you go to find this information out? What kind of questions did you ask?
Well, we asked, a lot of questions, actually, and one of the sort of questions that's sort of most telling is sort of the measure that we asked that sort of measures how the weight they place on their faith and religion, so their religious faith and their voting sort of decision-making practice. And what we found out sort of startled us, because in our universe of our battleground universe that we were looking at, what we find is that 47%, almost half the electorate, say that their religious faith is either more important or as important as other conventional issues when deciding how to vote.
And this was nationwide?
It wasn't really nationwide. It was in battleground. It was in roughly eight battleground states, be it midterm or off-year elections or presidential on-year elections that are important for congressional and Senate and certainly for presidents.
And how did that 40% of the electorate who took religion with them into the polling booth, how did they break out in terms of support for Republicans versus Democrats?
Well, and this is part of the challenge that we have, you know, is that roughly 66% of them right now are voting for Bush. I mean, they voted for Bush last time around, but of course they're among the most economically anxious voters in the electorate, and right now they're extremely cross pressure between their values, what would sort of their moral values, and their economic and pocketbook considerations.
And a lot of Democrats last time around were asking, how come these people voted against their economic interests? We ought to be we're the party that's on their side in terms of the economy.
No, in fact, that drove a lot of our why we wanted to go out there and begin to explore it, is that, you know, a lot of pundits, a lot of sort of Democratic spinners in the Beltway would argue that, in fact, these people were voting, you know, not on the side of their best economic interest. And what we found in our polling is that, you know, again, these people are extremely cross-pressured between, you know, voting for what they think are their value considerations and voting for what they see as their pocketbook considerations. And right now, their value considerations are just edging out some of their pocketbook considerations, but they are not as strongly Republican or to the right as most of us would think. And we would argue that, quite frankly, we have a lot of room, particularly around the pocketbook considerations, where they actually begin to do see us Democrats on more on their side than Republicans. We do have a lot of room for growth in this group.
And for the purposes of this survey, were you talking about these values in the terms of which, I guess, conservatives frame them, in terms of abortion rights and opposed to gay marriage, those kinds of issues?
I think, and this sort of comes out, I mean, there was a lot of hay made over the exit polling where moral values became sort of the catch-all category. And what we want to do is take a greater look at that and sort of be able to break that out a little bit more. And in our list of vote drivers, you know, not only did we have moral values, but we also had abortion and gay marriage and religious faith and all these other things. And what the data sort of clearly says is that, you know, abortion and gay marriage, it's not necessarily a proxy for moral values. I mean, voters overall were putting gay marriage as an issue, you know, a lot further down the scale in driving their decision than were moral values. And in fact, you know, from our data, we would argue that moral values has a lot more to do with candidate character issues than these wedge issues that have that a lot of people on the right have been spinning and a lot of, you know, time in Congress is being taken up with.
Let's get a caller in on this. Kimberly. Kimberly's with us from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Kimberly. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I think it would behoove the Democrats to really phrase their major concerns, or frame them, I should say, as moral issues. Economic justice, other forms of injustice and oppression, those are so much bigger moral issues than what happens in people's bedrooms. And I would like to commend to your listeners Jim Wallace's book, if they've not yet read that. Jim Wallace, of course, of Sojourners magazine. His new book, The Politics of God, I believe you had him on your show. And
I think so, yes.
Oh, boy, you know, he's just got it right on.
Well, is framing these issues, is that what you discovered, Cornell Belcher? Are there ways to frame issues that Democrats, that might make these voters more receptive to Democratic arguments?
I'd like to thank Kimberly for that question. And I think she's right on with that. I mean, part of what, and again, this is one poll that we've done, and we have to certainly explore this a little bit more. But I think what we're beginning to say and sort of talk about from our side is that, you know, more easiness to sort of talk about, you know what, if Democrats, you know, have a universal health care plan and we want to expand health care coverage to working Americans and poor Americans, I mean, we need to be able to frame that in a values sort of way and be able to talk about that from what we believe in and sort of in our guts and in our hearts. And sort of when we can get to that, sort of overcome that threshold where people see us as, in fact, we are, in fact, sharing their values because then we're speaking in the terms of their values and we're framing our where we are. If you look at from prescription drugs to healthcare to education, I mean, I would argue that we are a lot more closely aligned with where working class Americans are than Republicans are, but we're missing it. We're not connecting our language with their values frame.
Kimberly, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I just want uninsured people throughout the world, hungry people throughout the world, I just want those to be hot-button issues as much as some of our private life issues seem to be. So thank you for a good conversation.
Thank you. I wonder, Cornell Belcher, how does this result, 47%, and I know it wasn't a nationwide poll, but how does this roughly compare with other polls the Democratic Party has done on this issue over the years?
Well, I've got to tell you that, I mean, we're beginning to really, at least on the national side, we're really beginning to explore this a little bit more. And, you know, some of our statewide candidates, some of our candidates running for Senate and governors, I mean, particularly in the South where you have successful Democrats, I mean, they've been, you know, using these frames. And, you know, you think of the Mark Pryors in Arkansas and Salazar out in Colorado. I mean, clearly they're connecting to where their voters are on values when you look at their ability to win in these red states. I think sort of the national Democratic level, how national Democrats sort of begin to talk about this more and brand ourselves more closely aligned with where the voters' values are.
Am I hearing that this is the first poll that you've done on this question?
This is the first poll that we've done on this question. And, you know, and I tell you the truth is that Republicans, they have been, you know, way ahead of us on this. I mean, they have been sort of probing and doing research around this sort of thing and taking advantage of, a lot longer than we have.
One more caller. This is Kathy. Kathy's from Athens, Ohio.
Yeah, hi. I know what I was alarmed a great deal about in this last election is sort of, like you said, the framing or the packaging of what people call their values and how they seem to kind of hide behind the cloak of Christianity. And I know that I'm very much pro-life, and I was raised Catholic, but that means to me being consistent, you know, walking the talk, and which means voting for someone who will push equity in education and raise the minimum wage and provide health insurance and don't invade countries, although Kerry voted for the war, but under the guise of, I think, a lot of false intelligence, obviously. You know, not killing people unnecessarily for oil, whatever needs, you know, Iraq was decided for. So in other words, again, I think people are so inconsistent with what they claim their faiths are and hiding behind that. I was alarmed by that, quite honestly.
Is that the direction in which Cornell Belcher, you think the Democratic Party should be going?
Well, I think, you know, and thank you for that question. I think,
and Kathy, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Thank you for that, Kathy. I think she's right. I mean, there has not been a mandate for the sort of far right wing ideology, you know, stuff that the Republicans are pushing now. I mean, there is no mandate for that, even for those voters of faith who are much more, you know, focused on raising their children properly and, you know, and paying bills and struggling with rising utility and gas prices. I mean, there is no mandate for what the Republicans under the guise of faith and morals are now undertaking.
Cornell Belcher, appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Cornell Belcher is founder and president of Brilliant Corners Research and Strategies. He joined us from the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee here in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.